Joseph, come on! It is good! No, he missed it!
Are you kidding me? He missed it right.
He missed it right.
Oh, my goodness.
Blunder.
Blunder boy in Arizona, and the Vikings and Paul Allen, they just continue to have kicker issues and agony. And that segues us perfectly into week two recap. We had great, great, great finishes around the NFL, and that was one of them in the desert, boys.
Bro, like, the Vikings are going to give
Paul Allen
high blood pressure.
They already gave him high blood pressure, I'll tell you that. I'll tell you that much. You know, and they take the L out there in the desert on a missed field goal. Paul Allen thought they made it. I feel, bless his heart, bless his soul, he thought he made it, but wide right.
That should look wide right from the kick.
But, you know, the Cardinals get that W. They move on to 2-0. Kyler Murray has some great plays in that game. I'm telling you, like, some game-like plays, right, Omar?
Absolutely. He's literally going on an MVP season right now. QB1, K1. Kyler Murray's the truth.
I would put money on that, too.
So would I.
And you believed in him last year when you traded for him.
Oh,
I had him, and I gave him to you.
I put ransom down on him because I know K1. The K stands K1 for king.
That's literally his Twitter name. His Twitter name is K1. Like,
K1.
How did you find that name? How did no one take that name before you, Kyler? Like, he's the chosen one. He's the chosen one out there in the desert. It is insane.
Bro, K1 sounds like an element on the periodic table.
Yeah, it's Kyler.
It's Kyler. His touchdown to Rondale Moore is insane stuff, you know. Like, we've seen Patrick Mahomes do this. We've seen Lamar Jackson do this. And now Kyler Murray, we've seen him make plays in the running game. But, like, last week against Tennessee, we saw him running around in circles, finding an open Christian Kirk, like making the Titans defense look stupid. And then this week does the same thing to the Vikings defense. Same thing. This one goes for a touchdown, and I don't know what the Vikings are doing in secondary. Man's Rondale Moore was wide open, but it didn't matter because Kyler Murray is getting it done out there. I mean, Omar, you mentioned it. MVP caliber guy right here.
I think it's
dark horse. I give him dark. It definitely got to be dark horse for me right now.
They were dark horse for me last year, and you know what? I'm riding high on them. They're not even a dark horse. I think they're going to be their division contenders. they look really fucking good.
Yeah, okay, hold your horses there, gentlemen. If anything, the Vikings should have won that game. Kirk Cousins put him in a position because the kicker missed. This is just ball bounces here or there.
Go ahead, Mo. Because you know how I feel about Kirk. You know how I feel about
Kirk. You really think they're going to win a game with that defense?
The Cardinals?
No,
yes.
The Vikings.
They just did.
It wasn't like the defense made a tremendous stop.
We're talking about the Cardinals defense.
Look.
The Cardinals defense, yes.
Yeah, we're talking about the Cardinals defense.
You know, Chandler Jones had a lackluster game compared to week one.
I got to say, look, he you guys are right. You guys are on the right track. Mahoney, you're on the right track here. But I'm telling you right now, I like what I'm seeing from the defense so far. Because last week, they shut down Derrick Henry. And we saw what Derrick Henry just did in Seattle. We'll get to that game later.
Big time
we saw
game.
What Derrick Henry did in Seattle.
Yeah, from what I saw in Seattle, like, the Titans woke up in the second half of week two. That's when their season officially started, in my opinion.
I'm pretty sure that score was 34-13 last week. But
yeah, I know. The Titans weren't the Titans.
I got to tell you
now. Rusty.
I just think on defense, they still got to figure it out. I do like the pieces they have. They have J.J. Watt, Chandler Jones up front. They got some really young, inexperienced linebackers there. Zaven Collins, Isaiah Simmons, I think, is
a do they have more. A secondary?
Buda Baker's basically
like really because it felt like
Murphy, a former they got young talent out there.
Well, I don't know. It felt like there wasn't a secondary out there, and I could say the same for the Vikings too.
Well, let's be real when we talk about this, okay? As much as I want to say that the Cardinals' defense is lackluster, and as much as I don't want to believe in the Cardinals just because of their coaching and their defense, I mean, I think that offense will get it together, and I mean, if Kyler Murray keeps doing these amazing things, they're gonna succeed.
Let me run around in a circle as many times as I can in the game.
Hey, you can do it more than Kirk, and that's going to win in the game.
Exactly.
Kirk don't run around in circles.
Let's give credit where credit is due, guys. The Vikings have an amazing offensive attack. You know, for as much shit I give Kirk Cousins because he's ass and he knows he's ass, he's stealing money from the Vikings. Shame on you, Vikings.
No, Kirk is being very solid with the numbers.
Kirk was not the reason why they lost the last two games.
Their whole game is just
Kirk Cousins. Of course he is. It's Kirk Cousins.
He's just gonna try to outscore you because you know their defense ain't gonna do shit.
Did he like tell the kicker to purposely miss?
The Vikings is probably the Vikings. Kirk Cousins. No, Kirk Cousins had
three touchdown passes. I believe he had 200 passing yards.
200 pass. Okay, that.
Justin Jefferson hit the gritty. Thank God.
Let's talk about it. Let's talk about that because they got Justin Jefferson and Adam Thielen there. You know, and Dalvin Cook. Dalvin Cook goes for
over 150 yards.
You know? And that's a tough offense to stop out there for the Vikings. You know, but right now they're sitting at 0-2. So two really bad losses to the Bengals in overtime last week, and then now to the Cardinals.
Man, that's the thing. So the Vikings are 0-2 right now. And in my opinion, the Vikings should be 2-0 when you look at it.
They could, yeah.
They were on the verge of winning last week's game until the Dalvin Cook fumble, which Vikings fans are still upset. Dude, it's a fumble. Like, get over it. Like, ball was coming out before he hit the ground. Like,
Is Dalvin Cook really in your doghouse?
Maybe that's the point. Like, they were a fumble away.
Now a missed kick away. Now, good teams. You know what I'm saying? They look at that, and if I'm Mike Zimmer, I'm telling my team, guys, we are just one play away from being 2-0 versus 0-2. We're a really good football team, minus our secondary, which I'll get into in a second. But, you know, you can't beat yourself up. You know what I'm saying? Like Kirk Cousins did everything he can in his power to put them in a position to win the game. He drove the ball downfield last week against the Bengals.
That's why I emphasize he didn't, because Kirk Cousins doesn't win football games.
Last time I checked, there's 11 people on a football – there's 11 guys on offense, 11 guys on defense on a football team. There's 53-man rosters. Kirk Cousins is not the only person on the Vikings.
Okay.
Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not, like, saying, like, I'm defending Kirk because I like Kirk.
Kind of sounds like you're defending Kirk. I don't know, Omar. Does it sound like
I am defending Kirk, but it's not because I like him.
Kirk Cousins sympathizer.
Bro, he just did his thing. I'm a good play sympathizer. Kirk Cousins has been playing, like, pretty – well, he played pretty well.
He spreads the ball around pretty well.
I didn't watch enough of last week's game against the Bengals to really make a whole season presumption. It's only two games, but I think he's doing pretty solid so far.
I will say this about the Bengals. I love the wide receivers. The wide receivers look so nice. Jamar Chase and T. Higgins.
For the Bengals, yeah.
Jamar Chase beating DBs off the line per usual.
Per usual.
He said that in the interview the other day. He's like, yeah, well, tell us about the touchdown.
He's just being a little cocky. He hasn't met a good DB yet.
Yeah, I mean, he went up against a 30-plus-year-old Patrick Peterson, and, I mean...
But he'll see.
Is Fuller still on the Bears?
No, he's not. He's on Denver, I believe. Yeah, he's not. But he's going to go up against Pittsburgh, and maybe he might want to regret his words, because he probably will be going up against Joe Hayden now. We'll see how he does. In week 3.
Well, Henry Ruggs, you know what I'm saying?
Let's talk about that one. Let's talk about the Raiders and the Steelers. Perfect segue into that, Mo. And I'll tell you what, man. What a game for Derek Carr and the Las Vegas Raiders. I mean, I think this is a huge signature win for John Gruden and company, but this is one of the ones I don't want everyone to overreact to. I'm not going to overreact to it because at the end of the day, John Gruden is John Gruden and the Raiders is the Raiders.
Yep.
The Raiders is the Raiders. You know, Derek Carr, I love you and all, but I know you got like almost 1,000 passing yards over 2 weeks. Look, it's not going to sustain. You know?
Can you do but this win, week in wins. And week out? Yeah. These are pretty signature wins. So when the Raiders win, they win pretty big games. Last year, they beat the Chiefs. This year, they beat the Steelers. They beat the Ravens, which is also another good team. We'll get to them later. But
they also got an easy matchup going into next week against Tua-less in Miami. So that's probably another win for them.
We'll see. I feel like Brian Flores, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, they're going to come back angry. You know what I'm saying? I like what they said in Monday Night Football with Dan Campbell, the Lions coach. They're like, oh, the Packers are going to come at you this week with a get-right game. You know what I'm saying? They're angry they lost. And he's like, bitch, we lost too. I'm angry too. So, you know what I'm saying? We'll see. But going back to the Raiders, man, I mean, I don't know how they're doing it, to be honest with you. Is it that the Steelers' offense is not as good as we think it is?
Well, yeah, I think it's going to take some time for the Steelers for Najee Harris to get in the swing of things. I know a lot of people worried about Najee not looking like as explosive as they thought he would. It takes time. It does take time, you know.
They're giving him his carries. He's getting like 15 plus carries a game.
Yeah. Yeah, but
he had a crazy stiff arm on Jonathan Abram too.
Yeah, I would be still concerned with the Steelers' offense and Ben Roethlisberger. Just the passing game isn't looking as. Granted, two tough opponents in Buffalo and the Raiders. Let's give that those defenses some credits out there. But
I think give them some time; they'll be good.
Yeah, yeah. I think because the talent is there on their offense, man.
Absolutely.
When you add Najee Harris into the mix too with
Juju
Claypool and Deontay Johnson.
He had a nasty ass stiff arm though, Najee Harris on John Abrams. I hope that humbled him a little bit.
I mean the potential in Najee. I'm thinking. Prime, Le'Veon, the Killer Bee days. So if the Steelers can get that moving, I think they'll be in good position.
I think he's exactly where he needs to be. I think he's going to develop into something great.
Yeah, but they fall to 1-1, take that their first home loss of the season. Raiders, man, 2-0. Another team that's 2-0 we'll talk about in that division is Raiders actually lead that division with the Denver Broncos, 2-0. I think that's a surprise for all of us. They took on the Jaguars. Trevor Lawrence looks like he doesn't look ready for the NFL. I'll say that right now.
Wait, I mean, just looking at the Broncos' schedule, and they're 2-0. They went up against the Giants.
They did go up against the Giants,
and they went up against the Jets.
Okay,
that's not saying much.
Two of the worst teams,
not the Jets.
Now, granted, I love Teddy Bridgewater. I've been a fan of him since he was at Louisville.
Okay,
and I love to see him succeed because Teddy does nothing wrong. He doesn't piss people off. Maybe he doesn't take as much risk as you would like.
His son had a good game. I think he had over 100 yards.
Yeah, he looks good.
Doing what he's doing, you know.
Teddy Bridgewater looks good at quarterback for that team. Like that team needs a stable quarterback who's gonna get them in the game and win them the game.
A solid veteran. Like
who else? He's the best option you can have right now for a team like
that.
Absolutely, they're
probably 2-0. Yeah. No, like I'm.
That's why they went with him over Drew Lock. So, like hindsight's 2020, obviously. But if they go with Drew Lock, do they win these two games? Who knows?
And I want to talk about a real defense right now, the Denver defense.
I do like
Patrick Surtain got his first pick.
I love that Denver defense.
I wanted Denver to pick a quarterback at. I think they were number 9. But when I saw this pick, Patrick Surtain, I was like, okay, this dude is the truth.
It was an interesting pick for me as
Patrick
well.
Surtain, you know what I'm saying? But I didn't watch the YouTube. I was like, God damn. This guy's amazing. This must be one of the
Mika Fitzpatrick.
Mika Fitzpatrick, but cornerback version.
He's up there. He's up there with the Mika. I like the Mika call for Surtain. And obviously they had to get those weapons on the defensive side of the ball to because go ahead pair them with Von Miller and that vaunted defensive line with Bradley Chubb and Von Miller, and you have a recipe for a great defense out there in Denver, a no-fly zone type defense. And that was the recipe that got them to the Super Bowl, you know?
Yeah.
And you need that when you go up against guys like Justin Herbert and Patrick Mahomes.
And the weapons you have there. Sling the gun, you know what I'm saying?
Speaking of Patrick Mahomes, he takes on Lamar Jackson on Sunday night. And, guys, this is a lot of storylines going into that one. We had Patrick Mahomes undefeated in September, has never thrown an interception. I mean, well, those streaks came to an end in that night in Baltimore. And I got to give a lot of props to the Baltimore Ravens and especially Lamar Jackson. He really had to be great in that game, and he was great. And he was absolutely phenomenal, great. A competitor.
Competitor to the very end.
I could not tell you.
You know what I love about that performance?
Go ahead.
It was kind of Brady-esque. He threw two interceptions. He threw a pick six on the first drive Sammy Watkins. He throws one later on.
Throws one into triple coverage. But he's a gamer.
He doesn't stop competing. And guys, I beg you, when you're playing pickup basketball, you're playing pickup soccer, pickup football, if you're down, the game is not over until it is over. Yeah. Keep fighting.
And that's what happened.
Yeah. I mean, Patrick Mahomes was making a great plays up until I think the interception was kind of when they lost some momentum.
That interception was a typical Patrick Mahomes, Brett Favre-esque play. You didn't need to do that, Pat.
Bro, we know you could do that. You don't have to show us anymore. Okay, we believe in you. We believe it.
There was a lot of gut punches in that game. But as you mentioned, Mo, he's like a boxer in there, man. He takes some hits, takes some lumps out there in the first half of the game, but came back. And he was throwing his own haymakers, like that touchdown pass to Hollywood Brown, running around in the pocket. Because he knows the film's out on him. Oh, okay, once he starts running around, moving around in the pocket, he's looking to run. Defense recognized that, moved up. And you know what he does? Does a jump pass. He knew what he had to do. And his game is taking off to another level mentally, more so than physically, I think so, just from watching that one play. And then, you know, just finishing it off, with great runs, just I mean, I know he has a contract coming up, and they want him to start running out of bounds. I know a lot of coaches were mad. He's not. He wants to take that contract because he is a gamer.
He's a gamer. And also, like, Lamar Jackson's not even a small mistakes. Person. Yeah. No, small person. It's a huge person. Like, didn't he try to, like, Stephon, what's his name? Tyrann Mathieu?
Just stuff from somebody.
But. Yeah, he did. He stays in bounds. I really like the flip he did at the end zone to tie the game. And then I know, Chiefs fan, you're mad at Edward Solaire. Or you guys probably don't care. You guys probably win so much. All right, okay. Every now and then.
I'll be one of the two losses y'all get this year.
And it's insane. Well, yeah, there goes my, what I say, 15-2 or 20-0 prediction.
There's one of them. Another one's probably going to come to the Raiders.
So there I go again, but here we go. When talking about the Ravens, man, it was a great defensive performance. It was a great all-around team performance, and I loved John Harbaugh believing in Lamar Jackson at the end of the game because he just knows, like, should we give Patrick Mahomes the ball back? Lamar knows, no, I'm not. Like, I'll get this on my own. Gets that fourth down, keeps the clock running. Game over, signed, sealed, delivered, you know. Travis Kelce balled out, but the Ravens defense...
Monster touchdown from Travis Kelce.
Yeah, monster game, monster touchdown from Travis Kelce. But the defense of the Ravens, Marlon Humphrey, Anthony Aver, the secondary, Deshaun Elliott, all you guys, man, Tavon Young, balled out against Tyreek Hill. I don't know, he had probably like four catches for 20 yards or 13 yards, something like that. You guys did... Shut down.
Made Patrick Mahomes go somewhere else.
Yeah, you mean make Patrick Mahomes go somewhere else. Mecole Hardman, DeMarcus Robinson, they were getting looks. But you guys shut down the number one person you had to shut down. Travis Kelce is going to cook regardless. We talk about Travis Kelce. He's going to cook regardless.
That's a problem.
But that was an amazing Sunday night game. And shout out to Lamar Jackson. Getting the monkey off his back in beating the Kansas City Chiefs is one of it, like, arch nemesis for that Lamar Jackson and that Ravens team. Good job getting the monkey off the back, especially after the week they had, the offseason they had, and the game the loss they had to the Raiders. You know
what I couldn't stand about that whole Patrick Mahomes versus Lamar Jackson thing. They're like, oh, Lamar Jackson's 0-4 against Patrick Mahomes. Yeah. Those weren't playoff games.
They never played in the playoffs.
Yeah, so it's just like, who cares about the regular season stats? It's just like,
I mean, it does matter.
What so. I would I mean, obviously, yeah, it does to a certain extent. It determines who gets into the playoffs. But you know, you still like those that stat would mean more to me if one of those was the playoff on the line. And playoff football is different. Like, can you?
Well, that's but
can you make those throws in the cold?
Well, I mean, you know? That's also another knock that people have on Lamar because he doesn't have the playoff. Record that Mahomes does.
I mean, like I said earlier, football's there's 53 people on the football team.
But we're talking about just the storyline. We know there's 53 people, but like there's game. You know, there's the games that Lamar wins and loses. Like, for example, the Titans division game 2 years ago.
He won that.
Lamar did everything he could. Receivers, they got to catch the ball. You know. The one last year.
Lamar won
in the defense. The defense stepped up, stopped Derrick Henry and company in Tennessee. You know, but yeah, that was a great win for Washington. I think they're back on track in that that AFC North, which everyone right now was 1-1.
You mean Baltimore? You said Washington because I know you want to talk about the Thursday night game that you were physically in the minute, tennis.
But yeah, Baltimore, whatever. But Baltimore, everything's crowded right there in that AFC North. It's going to be really interesting coming down the wire. But right now, I'm just shocked that Baltimore is able to keep up with the Chiefs, with the depleted team they have in Baltimore. And just to keep up with the Chiefs, that was amazing to me. But back to another AFC West team, the Chargers taking on the Dallas Cowboys. I mean, this one goes down to the wire again. Another amazing finish we had at SoFi Stadium in Los Angeles, man. Greg Zuerlein kicks a game-winning field goal for Dallas. Dallas gets that 2017 lead. A lot of issues with this game regarding the referees. I don't know about it. I do. Here's my take on it. You guys know how I feel about the Cowboys already. Y'all already know how I feel about the Cowboys. And the refs, in particular, with the Cowboys. The refs love the Cowboys. The NFL needs the Cowboys to be good. Brings them more money, brings them more
or revenue. 8-8 or 8-9.
They
nine
need them
eight,
to be good.
Whatever.
Imagine the Cowboys were 0-2. Like, nobody would have anything to talk about. like Shannon Sharp would be getting on the show. He couldn't even talk to Skip. He'd be like, Skip, come on, man. Like,
you're lifeless, Skip.
You're lifeless, Skip. Come on, like, say come something, on. 0-2, Skip. Come on. 0-2, Skip.
0-2.
How did the Cowboys even win that game? Like, for real? Like, that should have been a Chargers win.
Here's what I'm telling you. The Cowboys are a good team, guys. Like, we gotta admit, the Cowboys have a great offense. And the defense looks a lot better. Their defense does look a lot better. They're not giving up the crazy plays. The defense doesn't look as bad as it did last year, I gotta say. You know, first week, they looked pretty susceptible. But, I mean, that's the Buccaneers. That's Tom Brady.
I think the difference between the Cowboys defense this year and last year, well, the early parts of last year, is that they're getting turnovers. You know, like, they're getting interceptions.
And they actually lost, what's his name? DeMarcus Lawrence for the whole season.
Oh, he's gone for
yeah,
the year?
No, yeah.
I don't think he's actually.
Yeah, they put Micah Parsons at defensive end on Sunday. And that actually really, like, helped.
That's what he does. He's really great rushing off the edge, and he's doing such a great job right now for the Dallas Cowboys.
Shout out Micah Parsons.
And I saw the difference, so I think bringing in Dan Quinn, I saw they were going more to a cover four just to stop giving up the deep plays. And I love that idea with Dan Quinn and that defense playing that cover four because they have really great linebackers. The Cowboys probably have the most athletic linebacker group in the NFL. I got like Jalen Smith, Leighton Vander Esch, and Micah Parsons. Three straight-up athletes who can run sideline to sideline.
In 2018, yes, Vander Esch, he can run. Injury's kind of slowed him down.
Vander Esch can he can still run sideline.
He can run.
Sideline.
It's can he stay healthy though?
Okay, yeah, no, I'm not talking about the kid, but let's stay on topic.
Part of the game, isn't it, Skip?
It is part of the game. I understand, but I'm talking about do they not have athletic linebackers? And it's perfect for the defense they play.
They do.
And right
they
now he is healthy, and right now they have a guy Micah Parsons who, I mean. If he keeps showing these flashes that he's showing in the last two games, you don't even need that guy. You, like, get Vander Esch off the field type shit, you know?
Hey, man, there's a reason why we traded with the devil this last season in the draft.
All time. Do you think they would have picked up Devontae Smith?
No, I think their eyes were set. I think their eyes were set.
Yeah, their eyes were set on Parsons the whole time.
They were either going to take Parsons or it was going to be – I actually didn't think Parsons.
I thought they might have took corner.
Sertan. I thought that's what I wanted to get.
They were going defender.
I thought Denver was going to take Parsons. Cowboys get Sertan.
But wait, don't they have Bradley Chubb now? Not Bradley. Von Miller. Von Miller's back.
Parsons is just a linebacker. He's an outside linebacker, yeah. But you can play him in the middle. Like, you can play him around if you really wanted to. But,
he's pliable.
For the Chargers, they go to 1-1 in that game. I mean, they got hosed on a few calls, but another team.
No,
that,
well, no, the Chargers have no one. Like, I understand you got hosed by a few calls. You have no one to blame but yourself, San Diego.
LA.
You go back to. You might as well go back to San Diego. But anyways, because there was more Cowboys fans at the game than old Chargers fans.
Because that's always the case.
Cowboys are everywhere.
What the hell is the Cowboys?
We're out here in Maryland. There's hella Cowboys.
There's hella Cowboys fans here.
Okay.
Cowboys fans are everywhere.
Why on third down couldn't Justin Herbert couldn't hear the call?
Bro, it's funny that you say that.
Probably a lot of shit because every game is
at the Philly game. I saw a lot of red. I saw a lot of San Francisco.
But you could not. Jimmy Garoppolo had to cover his ears. You could not hear the fans.
Maybe
you could not hear the play.
Even Patrick Mahomes couldn't hear his own plays too.
also, you saw a lot of red, but the whole there was a whiteout. Like, everyone at the stadium got a free white shirt.
Okay, so I barely saw white. I saw a lot of green though. I saw a lot of red and green.
I saw a lot of green. I mean, bro, this is.
I saw a lot of red though.
It was at least 80% Eagles fans, trust me.
No, don't get me wrong. It probably was 80% Eagles fan, but on TV.
That shit was loud. Like, I almost blew out the speakers on the TV.
Which I loved because, I mean, thank God the fans are back because some of these third downs are going crazy.
Yeah, but
they sound like playoff games.
But I'll tell you what, man. Eagles fans are the loudest by far. Like
I mean, I don't know. According to Guinness, it's the Chiefs, but. We'll see.
And I mean, they have more people in their stadium.
Yeah,
for 68,000.
Get a good stadium. I don't know what to tell you.
I don't know.
Bro, remember we used to live in Delaware? We'd drive to Philadelphia. We'd drive past Veterans Stadium.
No.
That shit was ugly. You were a little kid at the time, but that shit was ugly. Now we got a real stadium.
Skipper?
It's architecture. We got architecture in that bitch.
Yeah, no, it's visually appealing, but yeah, you want to pack the house, man. Like,
it's visually appealing, unlike that little giant fish hole in FedEx with potholes
Jeffrey
everywhere.
Jeffrey Lurie paid for the world's best architects to come build that stadium. You appreciate it.
Hating. Speaking of FedEx, man, I was at the game on last Thursday night.
Back-to-back
where
games.
Washington took on the New York Giants.
The New York football Giants.
The New York football 0-2 Giants.
0-2.
Let's go Giants. Bum, 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 bum. Let's go Giants. 0-2 head ass motherfuckers. But look, that was one of the best games I've ever been to in my life. Heineke Hive is here. I'm still worried about the Cowboys. Kind of worried about you guys. Kind of worried about the Eagles. But Heineke Hive is here.
A little bit more than kind of worried.
I'm kind of worried. Stop being a homer, bro. Stop being a homer. Look.
I see a legit defense.
You see a legit defense. So let me ask you guys. Do you guys see a legit defense in Washington? Or does it take time? 30-29. Should have lost that game. Got bailed out because the New York Giants just don't want to win football. Don't know winning football. Maybe Joe Judge needs to run more laps or make them run more laps something, because they're still an undisciplined-ass team, even though we gifted a W to them.
I think you guys are...
Tell me about the defense first.
The defense, what I see, I wouldn't be too concerned. Obviously, divisional games can either go shootout or low scoring.
This is a team that has had Washington's number the last 2.5 years. 5-0 the last 2 years. Daniel Jones was undefeated against this team up until that game.
I think the Giants shot themselves a foot in a lot. If Darius Slayton caught that, I think it might be game over for y'all.
Yep. And but we threw them the interception too, you know. You score on that drive. You run the clock down, bleed the clock, score.
He kept attacking, what's his name, Bradberry, and eventually Bradberry got his.
Well, Daniel Jones was using his legs, and every time you got a quarterback that uses his legs, that's like always will keep you in the game.
I feel like Daniel Jones knows he has wheels, but he doesn't want to run.
I know right now our linebackers are very suspect, and that's going to be the Achilles heel for us all year and up until – our first-round pick at linebacker kind of gets in and does his thing.
I don't know. I feel like you guys have been successful to, like, the pass rush is good, right? It's good. But
4 sacks, yeah.
Yeah.
One of the best D-lines in the league.
As far as stopping the run, that's an issue. Whether it's quarterback run or running back. Saquon did break off a 40-yard run.
And that's it. That's all he did, break off a 40-yard run.
I mean, okay, yeah, you could say that.
The game before us,
speaking of which, is Saquon different now? Does he look? It used to take, I feel like, 7 to 8 people to stop him. Now it only takes like 2 to 3 guys.
I wouldn't say so. I think with Saquon, they're trying to load manage Saquon. I think the Giants.
Makes sense. Yeah, keep him around.
Also, yeah. Like longer season. Anyways. When he was a rookie, you barely had. You didn't have a lot of tape on him. Now, as a veteran and somebody who's coming off an injury, you kind of have tape on him, and he's all like load management as well too.
Yeah,
I think it's more so to play. I think it's more so load management because we know Saquon; he can break it any given play. I saw it live on Thursday night. He out of nowhere just popped a big 40-yard run just like that, and that's Saquon for you, like. 2 yards, 2 yards, 2 yards, 2 yards, 5 yards, -2 yards.
Sounds like Adrian
Peterson. I'll take 1 yard,
67 yards, 2 yards, 2 yards.
That's like a solid 2008 Adrian Peterson game.
There you go. Yeah.
Divisional game.
And I can't be mad at that because here's the thing right now with this whole thing with Washington and New York. Happy for Taylor Heineke getting that dub. I really feel a good story and. I really feel good about Taylor Heineke. We have a big test coming up in Buffalo. But, man, I tell you, that man Taylor Heineke, he deserves what he got.
Two-play Taylor, bro.
Yeah, and also, that was his third career start ever. First a year one. Ago, he was
reading books at Old Dominion.
Yep, studying at Old Dominion. I love the story with him.
Never give up on your dreams, kids.
Everyone's saying Kurt Warner, like, well, not everyone, but optimistic Washington fans are seeing Kurt Warner. Hopefully, I see a little bit of Tony Romo in this guy, Taylor Heineke.
Yeah, Tony Romo.
I see a lot of Tony Romo in this guy.
Kurt Warner can't move.
Heineke can move, man. And he can sling that thing, too. It's just amazing how our offense looked in regards to our defense. But with that, let's do a rundown of the NFC East right now. In first place, we got the Washington football team, 1-1 with that one division win, which was huge. And I mentioned it last week. That division win against the Giants is huge because it's the first one of the year. The NFC East doesn't play each other until most of them don't play each other until December and later in the year. So having that one win right now in the standings, It will make a difference. New York shoots himself in the foot. With second place, we have the Dallas Cowboys. Third place, Philadelphia Eagles. And then New York Giants in fourth at 0-2. Interesting note with the Eagles and Cowboys.
Are we sure that the Cowboys were in second place? Well, what did they do?
Point
that...
score. Point differential. They have more points. Four.
We had, they have more points. Fourth? No, our no, point differential is way
better. You're wrong. Nope, you're wrong.
Yeah, I'm about to say we're second.
Wait, Washington is first place. Eagles are second place.
Yeah, Cowboys, we blew out the Falcons and we lost by 6 points.
Four, yeah, Omar brought it up. Okay, let's go. Points for 43, 23, 40.
We still have scored more points than the Dallas Cowboys this season.
The Cowboys
and we've given up less points than them.
The Cowboys have a plus 1 point differential. Washington has a negative point differential. Eagles have a plus 20 point differential.
Exactly. Look, I'm about to say,
which is because we have a great week 3 divisional matchup for you guys coming up in Jerry World. Week 3, Monday Night Football, Eagles and Cowboys.
And let me tell you why the Philadelphia Eagles will walk into Dallas and come out with a dub.
Well,
Speak on it.
No, no. Before that, let's talk about – I want to get into Eagles and San Francisco 49ers first. Like, I want to get you guys' game takes on that one.
Tough team.
Well, before I was rudely interrupted, I was going to use a point from that game to say that. But no, thank you for the segue. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, sir.
Yeah, man. If you watch the game, what you will see is a Philadelphia Eagles team that really actually dominated the 49ers all four quarters. 49ers, their first four or five drives, they had like negative five offensive yards. We had 100. We just couldn't put the ball in the end zone. Now, I want to give credit to the 49ers, their defense. They have a bend-but-don't-break defense.
I don't think they have, I wouldn't say they have a bend-but-don't-break defense because, as we mentioned before, Washington, I think that's bend-but-don't-break. 30-29, that final score, that's a bend but don't break. 17-11, that's pretty dominant defense. I think that's
That's pretty good. That's pretty good. But you got to understand, like we shot ourselves in the foot. It could have easily been an Eagles, 23-17 win.
Yeah, if Jalen just stays
in bounds. If we capitalized on those goal line opportunities, we were moving the ball up and down their throats, but we just didn't get the right play call. And that's where the inexperience of the Philadelphia Eagles plays into effect. So it all depends on what offense we see. Will we see the offense from the Atlanta Falcons game in week 1, or we see the offense from the 49ers game week 2?
I got something to say about that.
And I think the 49ers, they're a really, really good team because the running game was not working at all. That shit was absent. It took them like 17 plays to score drives. Uh-huh. But the fact that they finished those drives with touchdowns signify a lot because at the –
it's not even a lot of drives. It's just one extra drive.
One extra drive. You know what I'm saying? If we had scored after that 91-yard play, it would have been a different game. It could have been a 17-17 game.
Omar, I want to get you in here. What did you think about the game?
I mean, like Mo said, you know, we did shoot ourselves in the foot. You know, we had a couple of opportunities that we really could have capitalized on, but it's just like, you know, we are still a young, inexperienced team. Give that time.
On offense.
We will get better at that. We did lose some key players. Brandon Graham is out indefinitely.
Hurts, but we have depth.
Yeah, we have depth, and I hope they're ready because, you know, we were seeing a lot of stupid bum plays from Derek Barnett and some other.
Oh, get that man off the team.
We also lost Brandon Brooks as well, so I'm really hoping we can go into this Cowboys game and get a win because I can actually see it. And just like everyone else this division, now, this is I feel a like we all Plankton. Play to our opponent.
This is a question for Plankton. Do the Eagles have a pretty solid D-line? Even with the Brandon Graham injury.
Correct.
Do we have a solid secondary full of veterans?
Correct.
Get the fuck out of here.
Do we have an explosive quarterback?
Correct.
Do we have a great running back?
Correct.
Do we have Devontae Smith?
We have everything we need to win this game.
We have everything we need to win this game.
If you really believe that.
It's okay. It's okay.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. I'm cutting it off right now because that a little excessive right there. You know what?
You want to disagree with Plankton?
No, I'm taunting. It's taunting. It's taunting.
How am I taunting?
15-yard penalty
this
now.
Bullshit. That's what
you.
You violated the law.
Listen to him. That's taunting.
No, get the fuck out of here.
Number 2.
This is taunting. Look, this is taunting.
You're still taunting.
Your defense gives up a lot of points.
Come on. Huh? This guy, you are taunting. Okay.
How many playoff games have you watched in the last 10 years of your team?
See, we're getting off topic.
That is taunting. Throw me a flag right there.
Dude, it is one. You guys are 1-1. It is week 2. Better go on week 3.
You are 1-1 too.
Yeah, I know. I understand. But I'm leading the division at 1-1.
Burley.
Because you guys.
Burley. You guys should be 0-2. You know it.
Man,
you know it.
Are you going to let me speak, sir?
I'm taunting.
I know you're now taunting. You throw the flag. I threw the flag so many times already.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I already threw the flag. Like, you already got flagged. I thought you had the game now.
Okay, ref, you may speak your part.
Team up twice, goddamn. But look, I'm telling you right now, look, I agree with you. Your defense is good. Your defense is really good because San Francisco, really good offense. They're dealing with injuries on the offensive side. I said really good offense. No, they have a handoff machine at offense. Still dealing with injuries.
Screen Francisco is what we call
screen
them.
Screen Francisco.
Bro, every second down in San Francisco,
screen
ran a screen. They ran a
screen. Yeah. Screen Francisco.
You guys did a great job defending the screens, I will say. Offensively, I thought you guys should have went to the air more. It must be something because San Francisco has injuries in the secondary. They have injuries in the secondary, yet... not San Francisco. San Francisco has injuries in the secondary, and you guys weren't really testing them.
We're older than our receivers. That's why.
I'll let you speak. But you said earlier, we have Devontae Smith. We have a young, explosive offense. We have the best running back ever. I mean, I didn't really see a lot of that, you know?
I mean, growing pains.
It is growing pains. So you're not going to go into Dallas. It's just not happening. You're not going to go into Dallas. With that defense, they're going to figure you out. Michael Parsons is going to follow what's-his-name. You're going to see linebacker you out there in Dallas, Mr. Dan Smith, BYU over here.
I think he's forgetting about one key element, and that is one Kenneth Gainwell.
The
third string running back is going to have a great game against Cowboys. I'm calling it right now.
Yeah, he's probably going to have his second NFL career touchdown.
Okay, yeah, and then you guys could still lose.
I mean, yeah, 41. The thing is, if we're going to lose, it's because of the inexperiencedness of our offense.
Maybe losing veteran to Brandon.
Yard, 35-yard touchdown with Jalen Reagor, but he stepped out of bounds because he ran his route too far out wide.
Okay, so that's okay.
And then we ran his Philly special. That's just...
Yeah, you guys ran the
Philly special. Yeah, Philly special was a dumb idea.
You guys ran the Philly special. The lights are going to be too big for Nick Sirianni. Jalen Hurts is going to ball out, though. Jalen Hurts will ball out.
Because he's done in Dallas before.
But your defense.
Hey, smoking on that Cowboys pick.
I'm telling you right now, I am smoking on that Cowboys pick because Dallas, you guys just, there's no way your defense will do well in Dallas with the weapons they have.
I'm kind of retarded.
That's what you're telling me. That's what you're telling me right now.
I mean, we'll see.
That's what you're telling me.
We'll see, right? We'll see right now because you guys are going to be in for a rude awakening come next Wednesday.
I mean,
we'll see.
But I'm going to say optimistic.
Y'all sound like big homers right now.
I was really...
I'm trying to be nice, but you guys sound like big homers.
Okay, right, but I was really encouraged with what I saw against the 49ers.
You can be. But the Cowboys are a different story because we're watching the game right now. We're watching a rerun of the damn Chargers-Cowboys game. Look at that offense compared to the San Francisco 49ers offense.
Bro, they should have. The Cowboys should be 0-2 as well, too.
We saw them.
If we're going based off of this game,
I'm not done. Go off the Week 1 game against Tampa. We saw them.
So
we also saw the Falcons put up 25 points against the Buccaneers. I mean, they did let their foot on the gas.
What does that matter? And how much points did Tampa put up?
41.
They still beat them by 23 points. So what does it matter? They put up 25. It's 72 by 25.
Well. On offense, they put up 28. I think, or 29, whatever. They did have two picks.
I'm kind of retarded over here for this guy. Then.
Yeah, I got you.
No. Do not play. Do not play that shit. Don't.
I'm kind of retarded.
That's you right now, man. Just learn math, Pythagorean theorem, bro.
You really played that shit.
A squared plus B squared equals C squared.
Equals a pick six in the fourth quarter. Let's
boy,
go.
Don't forget, I used to help you on your geometry homer, boy.
What?
Both of you. Omar, I forget you asked me for the answers for Mr. Graham's class. I didn't forget that shit.
Boy, I was smart. I don't know what you're talking about.
You're a woke athlete, right?
I was a student athlete. I got done in the classroom and on the field, unlike you.
I'm kind of retarded.
Yeah, that's Omar taunting. Get this motherfucker out of here.
That's big time taunting, Omar. Yeah. Y'all both better get tossed out for taunting. Like, seriously.
Stop. You violated the law.
Okay. I'll stop.
Man. I hope you guys are enjoying this soundboard dish like Omar is right now.
All right. But one more game I want to get into in week two before I want to segue into like week three and preview some of the games we got going on week three. Kind of already did that already, but still. Our big game out west. At Seattle, we had the Titans taking on the Seahawks.
This went into overtime.
This one went into overtime. I had the Titans losing in this one. But you know what? Julio Jones came back.
It was you told me. You said
Derrick Henry came back to life. Yeah. Omar, tell him.
You said, hey man, don't start Julio unless he gives you 4 yards, 100 catches.
Four
catches, 100 yards. Sorry, the other way around. And what did this man do? He literally did that.
and they cheated him. It has been terrible officiating around the NFL the first 2 weeks, I got to say.
That's a touchdown catch.
They cheesed my man Julio Jones of a touchdown, but Julio Jones was back. And it's funny because A.J. Brown had a terrible game himself, a lot of drops. Yeah. I mean, I don't want to hear this guy compared to freaking – I don't ever want to hear anyone say he's better than Terry McLaurin ever again, because you have the easiest job in the world. Seriously, A.J. Brown, you have the easiest job.
They're double covering Julio.
And you have to worry about Derrick Henry.
And they're putting you on defense. That's how much of an easy job you have. Oh, occasionally putting you on defense.
No, don't even start. But Derrick Henry came back to life in this one, too.
Oh, man, big
three
game.
Three touchdowns after a slow start. Ends up with over 180 yards rushing, three touchdowns. King Henry is back looking to reclaim his throne, man. I love everything about this game, especially Seattle blowing a 24-9 lead in Seattle. I love that. I love that.
I think they said if Seattle had won this game, they would have won 13 or 12 straight home openers in a row, which would actually
make them lose a game.
You did lose a game, but that would have made them the number one team to do that.
I'm just glad the Titans got that shit out the way, because I was not ready to call the Titans a bad team.
I
wasn't prepared to do that. I just, like, they're way too talented offensively to be losing games.
Hell no. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
It was a crazy bounce back game for Julio.
You know what, actually? They lost Taylor Lewan, right? Before the game even started, right?
Yeah, yes, he didn't even warm up.
That's probably why, you know, they look a little bit lackluster on defense.
It's
offense.
Just crazy, but, like, why? But still. Derrick Henry always scores his big runs in the fourth or third, like, in the second half.
Hey, man, defenses get tired of hitting that guy.
He went to Alabama. We saw his stats in high school. He was a Heisman Trophy winner.
Ooh, he also got his high school rushing record broken right now. Somebody had 534 rushing yards in the game.
I bet you that person won't end up like a Derrick Henry, though.
Probably won't.
I'll tell you that right now.
Probably won't. You know what I'm saying?
And I'm sorry for whoever that man is out there in Yulee, Florida, but...
Hey, man.
You ain't no Derrick
Henry.
I don't think he's
in Yulee, Florida, but...
Oh, you're talking about in general.
Oh, you're talking about in a
game.
Okay, all right, go ahead.
In a game, goddamn.
I thought you were talking about at the school. At Yulee.
No, I'm talking about like the high school. Derrick Henry holds a single-game high school rushing record.
Well, he did.
Like, for a game. Like, you have 500-something yards, and there's some dudes that had 530.
I thought you were talking about his, like, specific alma mater. He did it.
I'll say this, though.
Why would I mention that?
I mean, why would you mention that?
Why would you mention that? Yeah, but I'll say this, though. Derrick Henry doesn't get worn down. He wears down the defense, and the defense gets tired of tackling him after the game is going through.
I'm going to try. I swear, if I ever see Derrick Henry in real life, I got to give him, like, I got to tell him you are Tractor Cito.
Yo, you got to dab him up.
So, like, before you go into week three, by the way, I want to ask you a question. Are the Saints frauds?
No. The Saints are not frauds.
I know we said Jameis was on pace for 80.
I'll tell you that.
Yeah, the Carolina Panthers are frauds.
Carolina Panthers are frauds.
They're big frauds. But the Saints are not frauds.
I think they have a legitimate defense.
When they... no. Okay.
All right, we'll see. We'll see when my Carolina Panthers defense... gets me hella fantasy points and beats you in your matchup.
Start Carolina. No. Definitely start Carolina. I'm pretty sure...
They're playing Houston, who lost
to
the Browns.
Yeah, they're playing Houston.
The Browns are 1-1.
I'm pretty sure
Tyrod's not playing. Davis Mills, rookie quarterback, starting. Yeah, no, start Carolina, but I'll show you. We'll see, because this might be the second thing you're wrong about. Carolina are frauds, and the Eagles are definitely losing to the Cowboys, and it's going to be a barn burner in Jay Rourke. I hope you know that right now. And that's a great way to segue into week three freaking previews. Week three previews, guys. What's some games you look forward to? There's a lot of divisional games going up in week three. I got to say my tops are right now. Packers actually got a bounce back win. Against
the Lions.
Lions on Monday Night Football.
Aaron Jones, monster game, as usual.
Yeah, Aaron Jones, 4 touchdowns in that game. Four touchdowns in that game. Yeah, monster game, as you mentioned.
Per usual.
Packers taking on the San Francisco 49ers, 1-1, 2-0. That's going to be the Sunday night game, I believe. Tampa Bay Buccaneers taking on the Los Angeles Rams.
That's going to be my game
Stafford,
of the week.
Tom Brady.
Outside of the Eagles.
I believe that's game of the week. Yep. That's another game to really keep your eye on.
Tom Brady's already got 9 touchdowns going on week three.
Yeah. Tom Brady, they're saying he might be having the best year of his career. Another game I like divisional matchup. We got the Los Angeles Chargers taking on the Kansas City Chiefs. Ooh. Both teams coming off late game losses.
Both teams looking to bounce back.
Yeah, looking to bounce back. Because the AFC West, you don't want to get lost in the AFC West. You don't want to get lost in the AFC West.
I believe.
You're looking at Denver and Las Vegas.
Bro, Chiefs are going to fucking kick the living shit out of the Chargers.
No. That's
yeah, we got Raiders at the top of the table.
I really be wrong. Like we need to put some respect on a Chargers defense because they've held. You guys lost in a 20-17, right?
I'm looking right now at their point differential, 37-36. Chiefs point differential, points for 68, points against 65. The Chiefs have given up the most points in that division.
What the fuck?
The Chiefs have given up the most points in that division. They have not.
Are we surprised?
They have not. Okay, then why are we not surprised? The Chargers have a good defense. Only 36 points allowed in two games. 18 points a game.
Which is pretty good.
That's amazing. That's not pretty good. That's amazing. Under 20 points a game.
Well, they played you guys, and you guys are trying to figure out who you guys are offensively.
They played the Cowboys, and the Cowboys are a great team offensively.
The Cowboys love to play down to their opponents.
Here's what I'm going to say. Chargers are great, and then they got a guy in number 33 on their defense who makes them top-tier defense, I believe, in my opinion. And I'll tell you right now.
Why don't you ask him out?
Derwin James?
If you love him so much.
I 100% will. Like, what the fuck?
Okay, then do it.
If I ever see him, obviously. What the fuck is wrong
with him?
I'm kind of retarded.
Like, what is wrong with this man? Like, look.
Look, I'm only saying that because you've been talking about 33.
Because he's one of the best football players I've ever seen. And I'll tell you right now. He's going to shut down Travis Kelce in this game. Travis Kelce has not had the opportunity to go up against Derwin James since probably his rookie year. Derwin James has been injured often. Now he's healthy. Saw him in person. This man is the real deal. Derwin James is the real deal. And I promise you, when we watch this game on Sunday, Chargers defense, I don't know who their defensive coordinator is, but they're going to have Derwin James following Travis Kelce everywhere. Promise you that. And you're going to see 33.
That's a mismatch to me, bro. If you put a safety on Kelce to me, too small.
You clearly don't watch film. You clearly don't watch film.
I watch a lot of film.
You don't watch film.
I watch a lot of film.
Watch this then. You'll see on Sunday.
You'll see.
You're disrespecting Derwin James. You don't.
Real safety. I'll tell you what I'm looking for.
You've never seen a real safety before. You ain't never seen a real safety before. That's what I'll tell you right now.
Brian Dawkins.
You ain't seen a real safety in person.
That's a good. That might be facts.
You know what, Mo?
Whoa.
I'm here to tell you right now, we don't care.
Facts. Always gotta get Omar Bailey out.
To me? Or for him? Yeah, for him? Yeah.
For him.
Of course I don't care.
Brian Dawkins.
Brian Dawkins. Just like, yeah. Omar Bailey out. Yeah, but what I'm looking
for. Derwin James is the size of Brian Dawkins and Sean Taylor. I'm telling you right now. He's their size.
How do you know? Have you seen
Brian Dawkins? Just say I don't know who Derwin James
with
is.
With all due respect,
I know who Derwin James is.
Is he the top safety in the league, though?
I'd say right now he is.
Travis Kelce's the top tight end in the league.
Who's better than Derwin James right now at safety? Top two safeties are in the AFC West. Justin Simmons, Derwin James. When Derwin James is healthy, he's a monster.
I mean, okay.
That guy's a playmaker.
We're not saying he's not a playmaker, but I'm just saying Travis Kelce is more of a playmaker offensively than Derwin James can handle.
There's monsters on the offensive side, and there's monsters on the defense.
Yeah. Look here, man.
I'm looking at
look
the list
here,
of
man.
Safeties. Derwin James is at the top of it.
I know Derwin James. You guys both don't watch film.
These guys are just literally all these
bro,
guys.
Bro, I know Derwin James, but I'm just saying.
Maybe like, Tyrann Mathieu. That's it.
Bro, Travis Kelce is one of those players. You can put Jalen Ramsey on him, and he'll fucking break free, bro. Like, it's just how it is. Like,
I'm not going to put Jalen Ramsey, a corner who's small as shit. I'm going to put a safety who's big and who has corner skills.
I've been watching film the last 5 years. Jalen Ramsey's like as big as like some like linebackers, bro. Like, that dude is huge. What?
Jalen Ramsey's as big as a linebacker.
Bro, that dude is fucking big.
Jalen Ramsey is as big as a linebacker. I might walk off.
Bro.
I might walk off.
I'm kind of retarded.
Nah, that's all I know.
Jalen Ramsey.
Look at him compared to like some of the receivers he goes up. He's bigger than the fucking receivers.
I mean, yeah, receivers. Most receivers, a lot of receivers are small, dude.
Maybe if you phrase it as he got bigger than the receiver.
I'm not doing this shit.
He's not taking it back.
I'm not taking that shit back.
He literally just
Jalen Ramsey's big as a linebacker.
Do you see what he did to Gordon Tate? Hey, Gordon Tate, like okay.
Why are we talking about Gordon Tate, who's not in the NFL anymore? You know the obsessity of like 2016, obsessing with these people from back then. Like Carson Wentz is not coming back and having that 2017 year, bro.
I never said he was.
I don't know. I don't know.
If you've been with us the last 31 times we've been recording, I've been kind of shitting on the last 25 times, I've been shitting on Carson Wentz.
I know how easily you switch up to.
And you can't kick a man when he's down. You can't kick a man with that. The man has 2 sprained ankles right now. He's not even playing.
You have 1 sprained ankle. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, I have a sprained ankle.
And he's still out there making buckets. He's still out there.
Like, what?
I still hit the gym.
Like, what? Okay, but
2 ankles, bro. How big is your ankle?
Yeah. Omar. Right. By the way, Omar has an amazing Carson Wentz cadence. Omar, can you show us the Carson Wentz cadence?
Well, I really didn't want to, but
all right, guys. Nah, getting off topic here.
Okay, the reason why I'm looking forward to the Colts and Titans game next week because
that's another divisional game.
By the way. I know Carson Wentz is probably out.
I mean, those are the two we said are going to be contenders in that division too. I believe now we know firmly.
The Colts ain't it.
Look, the Colts are desperate. They cannot afford to go to 0-3 in that division right now. Well, actually, they could afford.
Colts, I feel like, are cursed because the way they let Peyton Manning go after his neck surgery.
I mean,
they'll never find another quarterback of that nature ever again.
They did. Andrew Luck.
They keep getting cursed with the injury bug.
And now they have Carson Wentz, a guy who can't even finish the season.
He threw an interception.
That's the Colts' fault. That's the Colts' fault.
Yeah. But the reason why, not for the Colts' sake, but for the Titans' sake, because this should, if there was to ever a get-right game, this should be your get-right game.
Wow. The Texans are actually on top of the AFC South, followed by the Titans, then the Colts, then the Jets.
Yeah, because
they beat the Jaguars.
Or they did beat the Jaguars, yeah, and then they beat one more team before. Actually, no, they didn't.
Because they're point differential.
They lost to the Browns.
They lost to the Browns, yeah, that's right.
I mean, but yeah, guys, look forward to week 3. A lot of division matchups, a lot of interesting matchups. My bold take: Derwin James is gonna clamp our guy Travis Kelce. Thursday night, guys, check it out. Also, Monday Night Football, be there. Eagles, Cowboys, huge game in the NFC East.
I believe the lines are 500 for the Cowboys, -500 for the Eagles. But let's get it. We are the underdogs always.
Give me Cowboys money line and hammer every single over you can on that game. Every single over.
What about Detroit? Detroit is playing the Vikings? Or
I don't know. Who cares about Detroit?
Dak Prescott. Well, no.
The reason why I want to care about Detroit is because they kind of look solid offensively in the first half up until
Jared Goff. The final score is 35-17. That team is 0-2, I believe. Yes. The only nice person on that team is named TJ Hawkinson.
What about DeAndre Swift?
No, what about Cephas?
Are their names TJ and Hawkinson?
Hawkinson.
Went to the University of Iowa.
That's another George Kittle.
Iowa.
He's a product of tight end you, a.k.a. George Kittle you.
And Noah Fant you.
Oh, Noah Fant you as well. I forgot.
And CJ Fedorowicz you. We never forgot
that. Oh, my God. Fedorowicz. God damn. They really are tight end you.
All right, guys. We'll catch you week 3 next week.